Today, join Kenneth Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he teaches you about the Spirit of God. Learn how to access God's mighty power source in your life and begin living in the blessing every day.
Look at John 14:10. Oh, I tell you, this 14th chapter of John is, my goodness, oh, my favorite verse in the whole Bible is in this is the 21st verse. Believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth within me, he does the works. Do you see that? The Father that dwelleth within me, he does the works. Now, John 16, well, I said that I'm going to go ahead and read that 21st verse to you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Now, how is he going to manifest himself to you? By the Spirit of God that lives within you. The Father that dwells within you, he does the works in you. Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say. That's what he said right there. He said, I only do what I see my Father do. Who is his Father? The mighty Spirit of the living God. See, Jesus couldn't do a miracle any more than you and I could. He was just as much the Son of God when he was 29 as he was when he was 30. Now, what was the difference? When he was 30, he was baptized in water, and he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Could do no mighty works. He's a man, destined to be a man before the foundation of the world. The born again child of God has the Holy Spirit in him or her. The Holy Spirit within your spirit. 20th chapter of John, turn there, please. Now, of course, you know, Jesus has raised from the dead, glorified body. I think it's very interesting that he told Mary, touch me not. I've not yet ascended to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. But then a few days later, he appeared to the midst of them and said, handle me. Now, what was the difference? He had to go to heaven and present himself before heaven. Amen. And not to be touched. But then when he came back, you can read about that in the book of Hebrews, of course. But when he came back, he said, handle me. A spirit hath not flesh and bone, no blood. Not flesh and bone as you see me have. All of his blood, not a drop or two of it. Are you kidding me? All of his blood is tonight right there on the heavenly mercy seat of God. You missed a place to shout right there. That blood. I wish I had time to spend more time in that. But that's, it's the same Father. It's the same one that raised him from the dead. Inside you. Yes. But now think about this. Mm-hmm. verse 22, verse 21, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." That's when they got born again. That's when they got born again. Now, what are the requirements if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead? Well, they certainly believe that. And confess him as Lord. Well, they'd already done that. Amen?
Amen.
So, and I used to think that the church started on the day of Pentecost. And I heard Brother Hagin teaching on that. And it just really clicked in me because I'd already been thinking like that. But think about it. They already believed that. He was already Lord. They confessed that. So he said, "Receive the Holy Ghost." That's when they got born again. And you can tell it. This is what's so important. They were afraid, fearful, gathered up, scared, not knowing what to do. But what came after that? Joy. Joy came. They went to Jerusalem filled with joy. You couldn't scare them off anymore. Glory to God.
Amen.
Then they went to Jerusalem and whoa, the power fell. Suddenly, that's the way the Holy Ghost moved. Suddenly there came a sound. Suddenly came a wind. Said, suddenly came a sound of a great, mighty, and rushing wind. Now, this is just me, all right? You can't prove it didn't. I can come closer to proving it did than you can it didn't. That sound in the first covenant, when Satan took Adam's authority and became the God of this world, he literally ruled this place. Except for certain times when angels on assignment, like Jacob's ladder, going to and fro. On that day of Pentecost, glory be to God, all of those angels that had been created for this earth came rushing into this atmosphere, glory to God, along with the mighty power of God, the mighty spirit of God himself. Whoa, somebody shout amen.
Amen.
I'm convinced that's what they heard. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Whoa, and it filled the place where they were sitting. And here's another thing. Turn with me to the book of Acts. Chapter 2. Suddenly, in verse 2, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Spirit of God is manifested in the Bible as fire, wind, rain, and lightning. 1983, I'd taken off that month of fasting and praying. And the Lord said, there's coming a Holy Ghost storm. He said, it's been manifested as wind, rain, fire, lightning, but never all at one time. And it's coming. And out of that came this, Phil. There appeared unto them cloven tongues, flames, like as of fire, and he sat on them. He's the fire, and he sat on them, and they were filled. He sat down on them. Now, what happened in the Garden of Eden? Had God, the pure, absolute purity, absolute holiness, at that time, they just got separated from him. There's no way he could even touch them. He'd have burnt them to a crisp. Pure holiness come into contact with sin. But they just got born again. They just got born again. And he... Sit down. Sat on them. What do you think, Rick?
I love it.
I take it. He sat on them.
Yeah. I take
it. Went right inside. Didn't burn up nobody. They had been made new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away, and behold, all things became new, and all things were of God. Hallelujah. Thanks, folks. Glory to God. Does that do to you what it does to me? Yeah, but Brother Copeland, I'm so unworthy. Oh, shut up. God didn't make any new unworthy creatures. No, old things passed away, baby. All things became new, and all things are of God. Hallelujah. Come on, get God inside minded. Hallelujah. So what's supposed to be going on inside that born again spirit? Oh. And not baptized in the Holy Ghost yet, but bearing fruit. Fruit grower. Bearing fruit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Then you get baptized in the Holy Ghost. The gateway to the supernatural. The big 18. Nine fruit of the Spirit. Nine gifts of the Spirit are manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, come on. Come on, somebody. God's in me. God is in you. Jesus came back down out of that desert, praise God. I mean, he came back down there with fire in his eyes and the Spirit of the living God in him and on him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. Yeah, he's anointed me to preach. Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he anointed me to preach. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. God is alive, and he's alive in me, and he's alive in you, I'm telling you. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, most of the world really, I'm talking about the church world, most of the church world had no idea that Jesus was a preacher. I didn't. I mean, you know, I just got the idea, you know, he just kind of went around just healing everybody. And, you know, just, you know, most of the time probably barefooted. Isn't that stupid? No. He did more teaching than anything. Amen. He's the great shepherd. The teaching shepherd. Oh, my. Turn to the 6th chapter of the Book of Mark real quick. And I'll close up with this. And this will speak to you pastors. The local church is the most important part of the body of Christ. Not the traveling preacher. That local sheepfold. And it should be a place where faith is taught. It should be a place where the love of God is taught. Where you teach faith and you teach the Spirit of God and you do it all with one hand on love all the time. And there's times when you come back and you come back and start building fruit again. Love. You mean that one? Love. Joy. Peace. Love. Well, of course, God is love. So it's got to be first. God is love, and it's His joy and His peace. It's His long-suffering and patience. It's His goodness and His meekness and His temperance. Either that or you ain't got any. Amen?
Amen.
Well, of course. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love. He's also the power. Hallelujah. And a sound mind. And do you know, it struck my lightning fast mind that you got to have a sound brain to have a sound mind. Okay. You've been having a little trouble with your memory, have you? Get on it. Get on it, glory to God. Nah, devil, you're not putting that on me. You're not putting that on me. Now get. Amen. Have a sound mind. Glory to God. Look at the 34th verse. Now, verse 6, verse 5, he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the villages teaching. That's the cure for unbelief. Now, it doesn't say so. But come on. Now, that's what happened in Nazareth. He got run out of town. But hey. My dear brother Thomas, let's see what you think about this. In thinking about that and studying about that, it came across my spirit with a lot of weight. They didn't stay in unbelief. He just kept teaching. He just kept teaching in those villages. He just kept teaching until he finally got some of that bunch and just kept on and just kept on and wouldn't say take no for an answer. Amen. I really believe that. Amen. So, but look at that 34th verse. Oh, what a key this is for pastors. Now listen. Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Now you go, when the day was now far spent, his disciples came and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away." He said, "You feed them." Well, it wasn't their faith. They weren't listening to what he was saying. They're worried about the desert. The people had faith for that miracle. Right out there in the middle of that desert, he said, "You feed them." They had the faith for it. Good place to shout. Amen. They had the faith for it. Now you think about that. Jesus, verse 41, when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them, and they did all eat and were filled. Now, he blessed. He blessed. I said he blessed. Yes. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow, no toiling with it. The blessing of Adam became the blessing of Abraham, became the blessing of Noah, then the blessing of Abraham. Said exactly the same words. He blessed. He blessed. What do you think he said? "Now, Father, please bless these little fishes and whoever caught them, and bless these little biscuits and whoever cooked them." Ain't no way. What was the blessing? Be fruitful and multiply. Multiply. Multiply, say it. Multiply. 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 Who's going to make it multiply? The Father that dwelleth within, he does the works.
What if you had someone who could help you make the right decision, pick good relationships, and choose the right road? You do. Get to know the Him in the Holy Spirit in You package, which includes the teaching series and study guide, The Holy Spirit by Kenneth Copeland, and the mini book, God's Will is the Holy Spirit by Gloria Copeland. The Holy Spirit teaching series and study guide by Kenneth Copeland is a great foundational resource for every believer. Get back to the basics. See how God gave you the Holy Spirit to be your comforter, teacher, counselor, and friend. Be directed by Him. Walk in His supernatural power every day and into the destiny God has for you. God's Will is the Holy Spirit, a mini book by Gloria Copeland, shares the scriptures about the Holy Spirit God has provided for you to be successful in life. Receive the answers you need, the direction you're looking for, and the power to walk daily in the Holy Spirit. Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
Now, the Bible says that if you would simply believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess Him as Lord, you're saved. And that His Spirit would live inside of you. Maybe you're watching this right now. I know there are people watching it all over the world. You're born again. Jesus is your Lord. But there may be somebody watching who's never believed that, who's never said that. And you're looking at life going, "I need a new God because I've been my own Lord and look what I've done." Jesus wants to be the Lord of your life. Our Heavenly Father wants to be your Heavenly Father. And if you want Him to be your Savior, and you do, then just simply pray this out loud after me. Just say, "Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I do believe in my heart that Jesus is your son, that he lived for me, died for me, rose again for me. And Jesus, I confess you as Lord of my life. Be my Savior. I receive your forgiveness, your cleansing. I am a new creation in you, Lord Jesus. Take my life, do something with it, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I know it's a simple prayer, but the Bible's true and you're born again. This is the first day of the rest of your life. And the Bible says that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now lives in you. That's big. We want you to find out more about who you are in Jesus, more about who Jesus is in you. If you prayed that prayer, we want to hear from you. And when you contact us, we've got something we want to send to you, and it's totally free. It's called The Salvation Package. It's a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called He Did It All For You. Find out who you are in Jesus, this new identity that you have. And along with this book, we're going to send you a couple of brochures that are just going to help you learn how to read, how to study your Bible, and find out what the Bible says about who you are. Find out what God has made promised to you about your salvation, your healing, your deliverance, your prosperity. It's all in here, and it's all good news. So if you would like to receive this free book, request it today at kcm.org. Thanks so much for watching today. We'll see you on the broadcast next week as Brother Copeland teaches us how to take a hold of God's word for your victory. Don't miss it. We love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, learn more about your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package at kcm.org/salvation. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.
The 2019 Gold Coast Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland. Come be refreshed. Come receive answers. Come because your life depends on this word.
And these are the days of great and mighty revival, and this land shall come behind in no spiritual gift, no power, and no work of the Holy Ghost shall be lacking here. For the revival of God shall flow in the streets of these cities, and great shall be the name of the Lord in this land.
Celebrating 40 years in Australia, Asia Pacific, 40 years of the anointing, the message, influence, healing, and victory. 40 years declaring that Jesus is Lord. The Gold Coast Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and his preaching partner, Jerry Savelle, in Queensland, Australia. Go to kcm.org.au/GCVC19 for more information and to register.